Our scripture for today comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, and then 13 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Continuing in verse 13, for it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. The frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Please pray with me. Father God, we come here today with many things upon our minds. Help us to, for the next couple of moments, sweep them to the periphery. Grant us a blank space that we might hear your words this day. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing unto you. Amen. Anybody remember the TV show, I've Got a Secret? You had to, you know, someone had to guess what someone's secret is. Do you have any secrets? Do you perhaps have a couple skeletons in your closet that maybe even your spouse doesn't know about? Have you perhaps done something in the past that is horrible on whatever level you want to describe horrible? And you got away with it? And you still are living with it? We all have these secrets that we are ashamed of, that we don't want to see the light of day because we are embarrassed, ashamed. And we just don't want it to come out. We want to keep it to ourselves. Well, that's not true. This, everyone I think has heard or know of Psalm 139 and knows about all of the things that it talks about. And there are many ways that this psalm is applicable to our lives. Today, I just want to talk about two aspects of this. The first is that in this psalm, we learn about how we as individuals were created. God knit us in our mother's wombs, which means what? God knows us from the first stitch to the last stitch. God knows what kind of person that we're going to be. God has an idea of some of the things that we are going to do in our lives. And for some of us, he still knit us. God knows us from the top of our head to the tip of our toes. He knows exactly who we are. He knows exactly what we are. And still, He made us. Each and every one of us. So what does this mean? Well, the ultimate thing is that God loves us. Warts and bruises and character flaws and everything else. When I was preparing the sermon, I would a song by, I believe it is George Strait, Love Without End, Amen, George Strait. How many of you know the song? All right. Well, like all good country songs, there's three verses to it. The first one has to do with the singer's relationship with his father. The singer has done something wrong and he's just waiting for his father to come and lay down the law. But the father doesn't. The next verse is about the singer and his son. And his son has done something that he is expected to, in essence, get killed by his father, to put it one way. And the third verse, the singer dreams that he is standing before the pearly gates. And he starts thinking about all of the things that he has done and how he's not going to get into heaven.